Joining us now is Karen Campbell from National College of Ireland. Now, Karen, you are the school liaison officer, is that correct?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I'm the school liaison officer of National College of Ireland.
So I imagine this week with the CEO deadline coming up has been somewhat hectic for yourself. Would that be right?
Yeah, I've been so busy out at school answering questions and stuff like that. So it's a busy time for the six-year students, but it's really important, I suppose, to get all the information that they need before the deadline on the 1st of February.
Now, so many students with that deadline looming and their parents are no doubt making decisions this week. And what is the first thing you want them to keep in mind during this time?
I suppose a lot of the time it's the fact that a lot of students want to do a Level A programme and they're looking at the CAO and they don't really give the Level 6 and 7 column maybe the consideration as well, where I often say to students, for every Level A course that you're doing, you should be looking at the likes of the Level 6 and 7 that sits alongside that programme, because usually a college will have that that allow you to feed into the Level A programme. And a lot of the students don't really see that, where, you know, it might take them a little bit longer if they're coming into the higher cert route, the Level 6 and 7, but they will still come out with that Level A degree that they wanted originally.
Yeah, it's more a matter of trying to look at the end result and not think and not be fazed by the fact you might have an extra year or two to get there.
Yeah, and that's the thing, you're trying to highlight that to students, you know, obviously your Level 8 is your Plan A, your Level 6 and 7 is your Plan B, and then some people go for the likes of the PLCs, which then, you know, is your Plan C. So eventually you will get into the course, kind of the qualification that you want, and hopefully the job that you want to. But yeah, it's just kind of taking a step back and seeing the bigger picture, that there's many routes to get to the final destination.
Do you think it's just the amount of pressure on students and facing sort of into the Leaving Cert, the final gauntlet of the study, that makes it harder for them to sort of take a step back and sort of see the system for like a more adaptable thing than it might appear to be?
Yeah, I find with the students, I think it's just, you know, they might have their heart set on going to a particular college or a particular area. So I suppose they kind of might see courses and say, you know, actually, I want to do a business program or I want to do computing, but they don't really know, you know, what's inside that program. So I often say to students, you know, say to yourself what kind of job that you want, and then look at the courses that you're, you know, are on offer to you and what kind of job prospects. That's really important, because you should be looking at the bigger picture as opposed to, you know, the university, college, whatever it might be that you want to attend. It should be the degree itself and the potential of that particular program.
Yeah, to kind of reverse engineer a career path if you can. But why is it so important not to focus on one institution or on one course to the exclusion of others?
I suppose a lot of the time people think that, you know, certain colleges might be, I suppose, a priority to them. But then you have to look at the fact that all of the colleges, all of the courses that are on offer are all recognised by the same frameworks. They're all QQI, so it's the same quality programme as any college. They're all the same. Once they're QQI accredited, it'll stand to you. So I often say to students, you know, look at what you want to do and the points and stuff like that in regards to achieving them. Colleges will offer courses at different points, you know, different durations. Some courses are 3 years, some are four. Some have options in regards to work placement and so on. So I think it's the fact that you should kind of say to yourself, what do I want to do, rather than getting boggled down by the points or, you know, the particular college that you thought that you'd like to attend. You should be saying to yourself, what kind of degree do I want to get me to where I want to be?
Yeah, and what kind of things within that course, what kind of modules or work experience or internships that are offered there?
Yeah, so I often say that to students. So let's say, for example, if you're looking at a course, you have colleges that we'd all, you know, we'd have similar programs. Say, for example, you'd have a BA Honours in Business or the BSc in Computing. And some parents would say, you know, but what's the difference between one college and another? And I often say that and say, you know, you wouldn't buy a house without having a little look inside. So look at the course content, you know, what does the college, you know, the content, what are the subjects that are being covered? You want to make sure that you're picking a course that's going to give you the skills that you want for the job that you want. And does it have a specialisation? So let's say, for example, you know, if you have a business degree, does it have specializations within, like for ourselves, we have international business or entrepreneurship or general management. Or let's say, for example, if you're working in a particular area, you know, does that college offer you work placement? Have they got internships? Have they got graduate roles lined up for their students? And that's really important. Like, what is the employability rate of that particular college that you're looking at and the course itself? Because that's the end of the day, that's what we're going to college for. We're going to hopefully get a job at the end of it, and hopefully it pays off, you know, for investing those 3 or 4 years in that particular programme.
I guess it's kind of asking students to have a bit of self-awareness, isn't it, and take a bit of agency in the choice and not just sort of blindly go for something or just put down what seems like the high status or the automatic choice, but to kind of really think about it.
And that sometimes that can be hard for students, because when you're in second level, you're only covering certain subjects, you know, and then you say to somebody, you know, what do you want to do? And they're like, oh, I don't know what kind of jobs I could get if I was, you know, if I'd done a business degree or a computing degree or, you know, like even people, I often say, you know, you get people who want to do veterinary nursing and have never done it before, or law, they've never done it before. So I suppose it's really looking at the course that you, you know, the job opportunities and what kind of jobs you'd like to aspire to do, and then picking a course that's going to fit that, you know. So we tend, like even with computing, a lot of time it's quite new. So sometimes people are kind of, I wouldn't know anything about it, but I'm like, look at the course content, you know, maybe it might sound interesting to you. Or let's say if it's a marketing course, you know, digital marketing might be really something that you'd like to get into. You know, when you look at the likes of accounting and finance, you know, you might be really good at maths and business at second level, but you didn't really think of accountancy as a job, but that might be a really good fit for you too. So it's really looking at the bigger picture, what kind of skills you'd like to use on a day-to-day basis in your job, and then find a course to get you those.
I can remember being awfully overwhelmed when I was filling out CAO, kind of going, I'm making choices now that will impact my future. And I suppose they did in a way, but the fact is, like, life is long and broadening your options is never a bad thing. And I remember a couple of weeks ago, I was interviewing the woman one of the head scientists from the BT Young Scientists exhibition. And she was saying, we don't know even in 5 years what the jobs of the future are going to look like. So it is a matter of kind of just giving yourself a chance and thinking about maybe what direction you want to go in. Even if it isn't like one particular job that might seem completely out of the way, or that if that doesn't work out, but there's still a direction there.
Yeah, and with the BTYST, we actually, we attended ourselves, and I was kind of overwhelmed by this year with the highest amount of female applicants. So the 60% of the people who had entered, I think, were actually girls. And we're seeing a growth in STEM, we're seeing a growth in jobs and the likes of computing and areas like that, because we want people who have, you know, different thinkers, you know, so we want men and women within those jobs. And sometimes it's the case that there is a, you know, not really a gender balance, because women will go for traditionally for some courses and lads will go for others. But the likes of computing, I suppose, is really changed. You know, traditionally we would have seen that as like maybe gaming, and that was always a really popular one with the lads. But when we look at the likes of industry, when it comes to replacement, we see big growth now in cybersecurity, data analytics, and those particular areas. And that's, you know, companies are crying out for those graduates. I mean, I watched a documentary thing there last week, and it said they reckon like one in four jobs by 2025 are going to require the skills in the area of IT. So, you know, we are seeing a big demand for that from industry, so hopefully students can see the potential in those courses and, you know, go for those particular jobs if they are interested, of course, in those areas.
And again, I mean, these students are at a point where they're facing into the Leaving Cert. That's, I'm still scarred by being overwhelmed by the Leaving Cert myself, so I have full sympathy for them. But there are setups in place to help them make these choices or help them find those directions. So would you recommend talking to guidance counsellors or to liaisons officers such as yourself?
The guidance counsellors are fantastic. A lot of guidance counsellors will invite colleges into chat with students. So I'm quite lucky that I meet a lot of students as a result of having great relationships with the guidance counsellors. And with the CAO, a lot of the guidance counsellors will sit down, have one-to-one with the students. And again, there is obviously that, I often say to students, at the moment, the pressure is just to make sure that you have an application form set up. You know, if you look at the stats even from the CAO, people leave some of their forms blank because they're not too sure, and it's a big decision to make. You're basically saying to a young 17-year-old, you know, what do you want to do for the rest of your life? So, you know, it's a big,
choose
big commitment.
Now.
Yeah. So, I mean, the deadline closed on the 1st of February, but it reopens again, and it's free to change your mind from the 5th of May right up to the 1st of July. And so making sure that if there is a guidance counsellor when you're in college, that you're sitting down with your school, sorry, you're sitting down and you're chatting to them and, you know, seeing what you'd like to do. Maybe they might be able to help you do a little test to help you decide which area that you might be good in. Or it might be the case that, let's say you haven't got guidance within your school, like, you could always contact the colleges directly, come in, have a little tour of the college, meet a member of staff in that particular area that you're thinking of, to give you that peace of mind. And we would have that, like, I would have that in my job with National College of Ireland. We would have people contact us directly. Parents might want to come in with their children and meet academics and so on, and that's no problem at all. The colleges are usually very obliging because they know it's a big decision for students to make. I definitely recommend, if you're in two minds, you know, definitely contact the colleges, your guidance counsellor. Attend open days, open evenings. A lot of colleges will be offering open evenings throughout the summer as well. And again, with the CAO form, because you have until the 1st of July to change your mind, I always say to students with the CAO, you know, basically you have to really look at the colleges themselves, because with the CAO form you do have the free fees initiative colleges and you also have private colleges, and it's not really listed in the CAO, so it is the student's responsibility to look at the courses and see where they are in regards to what kind of course they're going to pick. So is it going to be a free fees initiative programme, or is it going to be a private college? And like, I mean, I remember speaking to a guidance counsellor there a couple of weeks ago, and she said, you know, a student had changed their mind and put a private college down on their CAO. And what happened was, they were a grant student, so they were a series of grant students. They didn't have the money to do the course. They had to go do a PLC. So you're looking at the course is really important to see whether you're going to have fees, whether it's eligible for a grant, or if it is a private college. So that's not very clear on the CAO, so that would be a big tip, I'd say, to parents. You know, look at to see if your child is going to be eligible for the grant or where you're going to be in regards to fees.
Yeah, because I think further education is, there's so much involved in it, like not only just getting into the courses, but how to sort of fund your life while doing it. And I believe that you are going to have a lot of tips online for our listeners to look at their leisure at ncirl.ie for points.
Yeah, so... Mm-hmm. Any questions that we've been asked, or you know, that we think are relevant, we'll definitely put them up on our blog on ncirl.ie. And if anybody has any questions, sure, they could always contact me directly at any time, whether, you know, if it's courses in regards to National College of Ireland, or there's great websites as well. Like, I often recommend, like, Qualifax is a fantastic website. You can search the area that you're interested in, where you'd like to study, and Qualifax will give you a little short list of all the colleges that are available to you in Ireland that offer that programme. And then you can look at the programme, look at the minimum entry requirements. You know, maybe you might need a science subject, you know, so many higher papers, a language, whatever it might be, because sometimes people think it's only about the points rather than looking at the minimum entry requirements that are needed.
Mm-hmm. Karen, I'm afraid we have to leave it there, but thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks very much for having me. Brilliant. Thank you. And like I said, any questions, send them on my way.
Will do. I'll give you the details again at the end of the show. Thank you very much. That was Karen Campbell from the NCI. And my goodness, there's so many acronyms, the CIO, the NFQ and the QQI. So my sympathy to all of the students and all of their families out there. But take your time with this. Get all the information you need.